destined for.
The life she dutifully prayed for each night as she sat on our floral couch in our wood-paneled family room, kneading the beads of her rosary. Was it God's will that I should buy this house just two blocks from the shingled home in which I was raised and live in a town I had once sought desperately to escape? I thought I purchased my home because it was a sound investment, a plot of land in an up-and-coming real estate market. My parents had not been so practical. My mother's only real estate criteria had been that our home be within walking distance of a Catholic church and school. The end result, however, has been the same. Except for a decade when I fled, I have lived my entire life close enough to hear the bells ringing in the steeple of Our Lady of Mercy Catholic Church. And yet, despite my proximity, I can only recall hearing those bells on a handful of occasions. Today was one of those times. And for some unknown reason, fate, destiny, or perhaps God's will, the toll of those bells has compelled me to sit at this keyboard and write of my mother and father, and of David Bateman, of Daniela and Trina Crouch, and, of course, of Ernie and Mickey. The sound of those bells has even provided me with a logical place to start this story, my story. A memory of another day when I heard those same bells, or thought I did. Part 1. A Stain on the Carpet. 1. 1989, Burlingame, California. The bell sounded so clear they caused me to sit up, though intuitively I knew I could not have heard them in that sterile, cramped doctor's office. "Everything okay?" Dr. Kenji Fukumara peered at me over his glasses, an inquisitive gaze. It was an interesting question given my circumstances. I sat on a narrow examination table, one sheet of thin paper crinkling beneath me, and a second sheet draped over my naked lower half. That morning I'd shaved my groin in anticipation of my vasectomy, a task in which I had taken great care. During an earlier consult, Dr. Fukumara told me a story of how a particularly hairy patient caught fire during the cauterization, and the doctor immediately commenced to beat at the flames. Urban myth, probably, but the image of Dr. Fukumara pounding my groin with his fist had caused me to be precise. So instead of asking if he too had heard the church bells, I said, "Can we wait a minute?" "It's perfectly natural to be nervous," Dr. Fukumara said. He stood at a stainless steel sink, scrubbing his hands with disinfectant soap and rinsing them beneath a stream of hot water. "I just need a moment." I sat up farther, the paper beneath me protesting. The bells had sounded exactly like those that rang in the steeple of Our Lady of Mercy, the Catholic church just blocks from my boyhood home, which made me think of my mother, whom I'd always considered more infallible than the Pope when it came to Catholic ideology. Though I was no longer practicing Catholic, the remnants of her steadfast tutelage, like those bells, still occasionally rang loud and clear. Catholic guilt, they call it. My mother would have chastised my decision to get a vasectomy as a violation of a church tenet. "Is there something in particular, some concern?" Dr. Fukumara asked, drying his hands with a coarse brown paper towel. "I wish there was," I said. "Something particular, I mean." "You won't have any change in sexual function." He'd given me the same assurance in our consult. "And you'll still be able to pee like a racehorse." As well as the same joke. Dr. Fukumara smiled easily. Humor was his technique to put his patients at ease, a necessity when your specialty involved cutting other men's scrotums. The week before, when he walked into that same room for my 15-minute consult, he'd held a machete and had donned Coke bottle-thick magic store glasses. "This won't hurt a bit," he deadpanned. "Is it your wife?" he asked. "Is she having second thoughts?" "Oh, no. She's very sure," I said, though Eva was not my wife. Eva and I had lived together in the house I'd bought two blocks from the church I no longer attended, with the steeple bells I no longer heard, except at odd moments, like that one. Eva moving in with me had seemed like